This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Occasionally, doctors go overboard in their zeal to change patients' behavior. In 2016, about 15% of Americans smoked cigarettes. This was down from about 24% a decade earlier. Today, most doctors at least ask patients who smoke if they'd like help quitting, or ask what their thoughts are with regard to quitting. But a number go much further. For example, increasingly, surgeons refuse to operate to perform knee surgery or back surgery or other elective surgery unless the person permanently stops smoking. A 70-year-old man, we'll call him Charlie, needed hip surgery. He no longer could get in and out of a chair or walk around his home without pain. But his doctor believed strongly that smoking was worse for his health than the hip pain. Now, of course, few people die of hip arthritis, while tens of thousands die of smoking-related diseases. But for Charlie, this wasn't about statistics of the U.S. population. It was about him. He knew the pros and cons of smoking, but Charlie's an adult, and he wanted to smoke, and his hip hurt. He was willing to accept the risks of smoking. Now, his doctor explained to me that he has rights, too. He said he had the right to pick which patients he'll operate on, and he has a right to not have his patients die on the operating room table unnecessarily or have them develop lung cancer. Doctors are asking or telling patients more and more what to do. They say, if you want me to do surgery, lose weight, treat your depression, or cut down on alcohol. Now, none of these are easy tasks, and they raise the issue of how much of the recommendations are really around safety and how much are around control and paternalism. And it's not only surgeons. Pediatricians have also become bold and opinionated. According to a recent survey, approximately 1 in 8 U.S. pediatricians has a policy of not treating children whose parents refuse to give them typical childhood vaccinations. These doctors argue that unprotected children can pass on an infection to other children in the waiting room. However, the likelihood of this happening is low. What's likely going on here is that the pediatrician feels untrusted and unvalued by the parents of those children. But what does that mean? We don't treat the kids? What if they don't wear bike helmets after the doctor told them to do that? Is it ethical for doctors to have a follow my advice or else policy? Can we say, sorry, Chuck, I saw you not wearing your helmet this past weekend, so you can't get treated in my pediatric practice any longer? Offices would be empty if we banned every patient who disagreed with or failed to follow our advice. What we really need to do is to stop bullying patients and more carefully understand our patients' reasoning so we can try to find some middle ground. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.